coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Hey, everybody. Best of the season. I'm Norm Bourque. The French Connection has connected for Yonkers. As you may know, the New York track conducted a five-card program aimed specifically at the overseas market in France. 12-horse fields, longer distances, more race flow, more excitement, and above all, big handle. Alex DeDoyen is the executive director of the Standardbred Owners Association of New York and helped put together this program. He joins me on the other end of my line. Alex, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you experimented with the French export. Sounds to me like it was a raving success. How did the whole concept come about?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a success, you know, by any measure. I think there was a lot of uncertainty, and certainly, you know, the five cars that we did turned out to be, you know, really, really a good turnout overall. How it came about, you know, to be honest, I've had a long relationship with the French organizations dating back to my days at the Meadowlands, working in simulcasting there. We always would try to simulcast the Hamiltonian into Europe. And then over the years, we expanded that by sending in multiple races that day, including first expanded to the Nat Ray and the Oaks, and then including the Mary Annabelle, Peter Houghton, and some other trot races. So over the years, we had tried to send them more and more content. And in the back of our minds, we always thought, you know, if we could ever get things worked out and get some afternoon trot races, because they only bet on trotting races there,
right,
sent over there, that it would be, it could be a really successful thing. Didn't work out at the Meadowlands, but, you know, I'm over in New York now, and it kind of worked out for Yonkers in New York.
It certainly did. Now, you carted races on Sunday morning and, you know, different distances. A lot of the participants, the drivers, trainers, et cetera, they were, you know, busy racing the night before. Was there much resistance to the concept from the horsemen?
You know, it was definitely a concern, you know, when we were going through the schedule. You know, I mean, racing at, you know, talking about 11 in the morning on a Sunday is basically unheard of in America. You know, there's nobody racing at that time. And, you know, so for multiple levels, both in terms of your ability to reach a simulcast audience and also the inconvenience it might cause to the participants, you know, be it the owners, drivers, trainers, the people shipping the horses, you know, it was a big inconvenience for everyone. But to be honest, you know, everyone was super about it. You know, that they understood we were trying to do something new and something different and something that could really maybe make a difference, and everyone was super supportive, and you know, really, we couldn't have pulled it off without everyone's support. You know, people hear, oh, it's a 12-horse race on a half-mile track. You know, we were concerned maybe people wouldn't support the cars, maybe they might not want to enter, and that could have really, that would have been a disaster, you know, but everyone was really supportive. We had full field throughout the 5 weeks, and the racing was really good, and, you know, I can't say enough about how supportive everybody was for the whole project.
Well, I happen to enjoy watching and playing the races from Yonkers on that particular card day. And I'll tell you, there was good flow to the races, and it was exciting. And it was nice to see from a handicapping standpoint how your skills stacked up when you have to handicap horses at different distances and so on. What was done on the French side to market the product to their audience?
Well, you know, when we started the venture, we felt it was important to, you know, we didn't think it would be right to just throw the signal up there and see what happens. You know, we felt like it was important to kind of get them some information, you know, because, you know, to be honest, this is the first time they've ever been exposed to American racing, you know, on a regular basis, you know, other than those Hamiltonian days that I referred to earlier, where it was basically a couple races once a year. You know, they really weren't going to be familiar with our product. So we wanted to try to get them as much information as possible. You know, we did interviews, you know, with the drivers, you know, each week to try to talk about their horses, try to give some insight, which we then, you know, we set up social media pages in French, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatnot. We set up a website Yonkers-France.com, which is in French. You know, so basically like a hub for people that wanted more information, they could go and get information. And, you know, even the simplest things that you could possibly think about, but just, you know, we did a video with the judges explaining the braking rule because, you know, overseas when a horse breaks, they get disqualified automatically.
Yeah.
But in America, a horse could break and then come back and win the race, you know, so we wanted to explain that difference. And, you know, just stuff like that, just trying to put as much information out there as possible. I mean, you know, let's be honest, a lot of people aren't going to utilize any of the information. They're just going to go to the betting shops and bet and be done with it. But for the people that did want to learn more or wanted to get more info, we wanted to provide it.
It probably didn't hurt also that you had a number of French-Canadian drivers that you could put out there, I would think.
Yeah, that was kind of funny, actually. You know, we weren't sure. You know, we kind of proposed that to some of the people, like, hey, what if we had some of the French-Canadians speaking in French? And they thought it would be a good idea. So of course, Daniel Dubé is one of the regular drivers in Yonkers. So the first week we had him go over his drives in French. And he actually had a couple of winners. You know, one of them paid, you know, I don't remember, it was a double-digit mutual price. so that was it was a big hit. So each week we kind of leaned on him to do his analysis in French. And I think he ended up winning, like, five or six races on those out of those 25 races, so it was a big hit. And also, you know, another thing we did is we had some live commentary, you know, from the track to try to help their TV announcers over there. And one week we had a Hall of Fame driver, Mike LaChance, join us and give some commentary, you know, in French to the announcers over there, and that was a big hit.
Fantastic. What were the numbers like? I know that in the first week you outhandled Woodbine, for example.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I didn't compare it to the other tracks, but did you mean as far as how much the French handled? Or just overall?
The overall handle on the French export card.
Yeah, so, you know, that first week the French wagered approximately 1.4 million euros.
Wow.
On five races, you know, so a euro is about, I mean, it depends on the exchange rate, but it's about $1.25. So you're looking at about 1.75 million U.S., you know, on five races.
Nice.
And then the other weeks, you know, were a little higher, a little lower. You know, overall, you know, that's just the French. That was a separate pool in France. So in addition to that, you have the North American pool, you know, on the full trotting and pacing card. So overall, it was, you know, well over $2 million.
Was there anything in particular the French customers seemed to enjoy more than other races? For example, you know, a certain class or distance, did that outperform other ones?
You know, to be honest, the most important thing is the time of day. You know, like, you have a six-hour time difference between New York and Europe, so the earlier you could get in, the better, you know, so no matter what race it was, if it was the first race, it was going to outhandle the later races, because as you get later in the day over there, people go home, the betting shops don't stay open, you know. So, I mean, you got to understand, it's a totally different, it's just a totally different way of that racing is presented over there. They don't have full card simulcasting. They're not bringing in tons of tracks, you know, all through the night. You know, they really only have basically one live track going and then another track, a complimentary simulcast track. And so, you know, once their live meetings wrap up, they don't often have night meetings, you know, live.
Right.
So they'll bring in a couple more simulcast races and be done with it. So the earlier you could get in, the better. And then we had been told that, you know, the bigger fields, the better. I mean, that goes without saying.
Mm-hmm.
But particularly over there, because they have some special exotic bets that they could offer, you know, in larger fields. And so that's why we had a couple of the 12-horse trotting races, which certainly were unheard of on a half-mile track. But I will say they went off pretty well.
So the results met your expectations then, or exceeded them?
Yeah, I mean, definitely exceeded expectations. I mean, you know, I think there was a lot of uncertainty. You know, I don't think people, you know, there was a wide range of uncertainty. I don't think people knew exactly what to expect. But I think on both fronts, really, you know, exceeded our expectations as far as the European handle. But to be honest, also the domestic handle, you know, we really didn't get hurt that badly. You know, I mean, running so early, starting the card so early, and on a Sunday, you know, Yonkers always races at night. You know, they have a set schedule year-round. So to deviate from that significantly, you know, to go up against football and to go up early in the morning, it really didn't get hurt that badly domestically either, and that was encouraging.
Good to hear. What's the plan for Sunday morning going forward?
Well, so we have, you know, in 2014 we had a five program experiment with the French, and so we've committed to 31 days where we would be simulcasting into Europe. But it's not all Sundays. You know, we have Tuesdays as well. And, you know, to be honest, it's more Tuesdays than Sundays. You know, the way it works over there, they have Vincennes is their big trotting track.
Right.
And they race at night on Tuesdays. So on those Tuesdays, we're going to be coming in as as the simulcast signal at night between their live races.
Excellent.
And then we have basically the same Sundays we did this year, and then some more Sundays earlier in the year, and then a bunch of Tuesdays all throughout the year.
Well, you're taking the product to where the market is, and I certainly applaud that. Continued success going forward. Alex, thanks for being with us, and best of the season.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.